This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Based on job posting, EA's Black Panther appears to be an open-world sandbox. It's Thursday, April 18th, and this is IGN News. EA's upcoming Black Panther game will be an open-world experience, according to a new job listing from the company. The job post calls to fill a senior sandbox designer 2 role for the recently established Cliffhanger Games. Most details about its mysterious Black Panther project have been kept secret since its announcement last year. However, the listing teases that applicants should expect to be instrumental in designing and populating encounters, systems, and gameplay within a dynamic and evolving open world, should they land the position. It's a role that will help Cliffhanger, which includes talent from Middle-earth Shadow of Mordor, expand on the Marvel hero by creating an open-world experience. The listing says that successful applicants will help create sandbox elements that mix with the narrative and gameplay objectives without compromising immersion. Additional details promise potential features like urban crowds and wildlife in what is described as a living, breathing game world. One bullet point teases how Cliffhanger will implement linear missions within the open world, partner with the design team to integrate sandbox dynamics into the mission design, facilitating seamless transitions between structured missions and open world exploration. EA declined to comment. Cliffhanger revealed its superhero game just last year, but has still been busy behind the scenes. While job listings seek to help the game grow, the studio will be overseen by former PlayStation executive Connie Booth. She's joining EA as its group general manager, meaning her portfolio includes Black Panther, as well as EA Motive's Iron Man game. Both titles are part of a deal between EA and Marvel that will see the former developing 3 action-adventure projects. The third game remains a mystery. EA's Black Panther promises a new perspective on Wakanda's protector, but it's not the only game based on the hero in the works. Amy Hennig's Marvel 1943 Rise of Hydra, which we got a close look at last month, features both the Black Panther as well as comic book's star-spangled hero Captain America. That project is set to arrive sometime in 2025, but it's unclear when we can expect to see EA's game hit store shelves. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest game and developer updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.